Who wants to do the honors?
Okay, great. Oh, right now. Okay.
We're ready.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm sorry. Hello.
Hello again.
I know.
Hi,
you guys.
Hi, everyone.
How are you?
Very good.
Finally.
Can I have a link? Sorry.
Gracias. Gracias.
You know, we have to ask Eugenio the really tough question that I didn't ask you. Did you actually jump off that yacht?
Yes! Did you jump?
It was an amazing dive, right?
It was fabulous.
I know. It was really, really, really hard. Because, it was not me, but I knew it was hard. Because we had to hire a professional diver. And he was like, and actually he told me that he hurt his hand or something because it was hard to hit the ocean, the open sea. Uh-huh. That he always dived in water and in pools, and diving into the ocean, it was probably because of the salt, it was harder. So he hurt his hand. But it was not me. but I'm always like, yeah, it's
not. But
yes,
I know who did their own stunt work. Uh-huh.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, I did and I didn't. I did get pushed off the boat. And I did jump into that final. I had like an amazing dry suit or whatever underneath my wardrobe, but I grew up in that area. So I did feel like, man,
whoa.
I kind of have to do this, you know. Like,
no, she's a trooper. Let me tell you that there was one day
I was so confused
where she pushed you off the boat.
Yes.
And she was on the water for a lot of time. The water was freezing, and the wind was really cold. Mm-hmm. And she was shivering. She was really, really having a bad time there. And then she finished. The production took her to the camper. She took a shower with hot water, and she was covered with blankets, everything. And when when she came back, the director said, "Oh, we forgot to shoot something else.
Oh no!
We need
no.
her to jump again into the water." And everyone was scared. You tell her. No, you tell her. You're the director. No, you're the producer. No, you're the actor. No. And nobody wanted. Somebody told her. And it was, we felt so, so bad. And she was really, really frustrated.
I'm sorry. I feel
no,
guilty,
but
it was
completely
understandable.
No, not understandable.
But then what did I do next?
No, it was completely understandable. And she's a trooper, and she went back to the water. We thought you were not going to say yes, but you did, so
listen,
thank you for that.
Girl's got to earn a paycheck.
Yeah.
So, water.
Did they give you a bonus for going back in?
No.
We should.
No, they didn't. But it's no. It wasn't. It was freezing, actually.
It was freezing.
It was
yeah.
really awful.
Yeah.
I have, as a producer of the film, because last night, one of the things I noticed, because a lot of us saw it last night, all of us who speak Spanish, were really cracking up in the theater.
Yes.
But the people who didn't understand a lot of Spanish and had to read it were laughing at it.
Yeah.
So do you have any say in when they're translating?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying. Right now I'm working on the subtitles because I know that it's... I was born in Mexico, and so we were always reading subtitles, and it feels weird when it's not... when it's like a literal translation and it doesn't show the essence of the scene. So we're working on that because we want people to know exactly what we're saying or try to find a joke that it's similar to what we're saying. Because if you do a literal translation, sometimes you don't get what we're saying. So I'm always involved in all the process, and we're working on the subtitles. Yeah.
Because it's really funny.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't
and we wouldn't want to miss
that. So much of the movie is in Spanish. I love
yes,
it.
And we did let me tell you something. We did a dubbed version. I just finished the dubbing in Mexico. I went to Mexico to do it. And it's really, really funny because we add jokes in Spanish.
Oh.
And we did some, yeah, you have
That's
to.
That's amazing.
It's you sound so natural. Your Spanish is so good.
Am I breathy and sexy?
You're very sexy.
I got to ask you, and I asked Eugenio this earlier, what kind of trepidation did you guys have about making this film? Because the original Overboard is so beloved. It is so well known. Mm-hmm. And Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell are very beloved. So did that give you any pause to think, what am I going to mess up into? Should I be doing this? And this could go either way.
Oh, yes. I mean, I grew up watching and loving that movie, just like, everybody. I always called it my sick day movie because it was just... And I probably have the whole thing memorized, I think. I don't know. Although there's not a ton of room up here anymore. I was so honored and terrified. And I wanted to... I knew that it was, massive shoes to fill. But I loved... But then I started to think... Well, first of all, as an actor who struggled for, a while, you're always so grateful. It's always so funny when a journalist asks you, what drew you to the project? You're like, my mortgage. there's just a gazillion things. I don't like that one. I don't know about that one. But anyway, I was really honored and like I said, terrified. I thought that the gender switching, even though I would have loved to have been in some crazy ass swimsuits with some crazy ass sunglasses and I like that character arc, but she does it so beautifully, and I wouldn't want to attempt to fill those shoes. But then I started to think, God, I couldn't imagine, though. I'd be so jealous if anybody else got to be a part of this, what we're supposed to say, reimagining of the movie, and I wasn't a part of it. And getting to work with you and meeting you and getting to know your work, I was really thrilled. And it was such, it was just a gratifying movie for me creatively in a lot of ways. I got to do a lot of improv. I felt like I got to be kind of a salty version I am kind of salty in general, but a character that was that had a lot of strength and not sort of finds herself falling in love, as opposed to any kind of chase or questioning herself, do I need to change myself for this person? I loved those elements of it as a woman. And this is when I say thank you, because we've been doing this thing where I get, when I start to trail off after a long question, and I don't know what to say anymore.
Thank you so much for casting me. It was a challenge for both of us, because, it's a responsibility for us to remake this movie. It's a big burden, and I want people who love this movie, I want them to... All these fans of the original Overboard, we want them to recognize this movie as an homage of the original one. We don't want to make it. We're not competing. We're not. This is better than the other one. Mm-hmm. We want them to see this as a. We are exactly as big fans as they are. We are just trying to make an homage of a movie we love. And that's it. Go
and
have fun.
The climate change, though, for romantic comedies too.
Yeah,
they're not getting made that frequently anymore. And so this, I think, I love how sort of family oriented our movie is.
It's more family driven.
Now I'm on the weird brain tangent of like, is that due to like increase in exposure to porn?
You know, I'm gonna ask Eugenio. I noticed that in the movie that you incorporated something for, I think, everybody, from kids, like the little girl that she was identifying her gender at the end. She showed her like a little suit. I love that part because you make the kids nowadays or the youth feel like they're part of it. You incorporated like the single parent studying. I like identified with that because I was doing my second bachelor's and I was like going through exactly what you were going through. Like, oh my God, I got to study and my child and my noise and
exactly.
I needed that break.
Exactly.
And it was also when you had the albañiles, which are the ones that are working the labor. Those guys were like, that's exactly what they do, because I have uncles in the business and I've seen them do that. So I was able to relate versus the old version. I love it. I watched it a million times. Like, I think I know the whole script too. And because I just love the story and like, but I was able to relate to this one as an individual.
Oh, good. I'm so
and
glad.
And I got a perspective, not just as a single parent and a
exactly.
woman. Exactly. But by, and also made it like to date.
Exactly. That's what we wanted to do. Something that feels more like that fresh, more actual.
Yeah.
And that's why reversing roles, I think it's more, it works better right now because everyone can relate to a woman that is studying and working with three kids. And that's very actual.
She has weirdly blonde hair.
It's struggling.
No, it's real. It's real. And well, it felt, you know, you
my
had like
hair in the movie.
We don't look alike, but I was able to relate. You know what I mean? And then showing the part where they actually go to work, where a lot of the movies, you don't know where they get the money to wear or buy, whatever.
Exactly. And also we showed something that for me was important. These two types of Mexicans we have in Mexico.
Yes.
Mexico, we were always portrayed on the screen in Hollywood films like we are always the, you know, the Garners or the Valley Parkings or the immigrants. But we have a lot of millionaires, actually billionaires. You know,
yes.
Carlos Slim, he was number one for 3 years in a row.
Yes.
And he was one of the richest men in the world. We have a lot of millionaires and billionaires. So I wanted to portray these two worlds that we live in Mexico, where you have the millionaires in the yacht and the construction workers. That for me was like a way to honor them, like show how hard they work. So it was important for me to
do
these two things.
Earlier when we were asking, when we were asked about one of my favorite scenes about working with you, and I mentioned that, you know, the goodbye scene, but this makes me reflect a little bit on the scene in the park when you give me the cake and sort of the idea of importance of a family, you know.
Yeah.
And I love how like that's like you at your happiness, like Leo at his happiest, you know, and sort of that idea of like, you know, kind of the whole story is like your character discovering that that family and love is more fulfilling than, you know, a yacht.
Yeah.
I still beg to differ.
You are happy, but we're cooking very well in the
morning. Yeah.
You are happy in the house.
How fun is it for you? In the daytime, you get to work with Alice and Janney. In this film, you get to work with Susie Kurtz.
Oh, yes. Oh, she's amazing. I'm
so funny.
Lucky. I am so lucky. I've had, like, the most amazing...
Moms.
Thank you. Will you do all of these with me? But, I'm really lucky to have worked with some unbelievably brilliant people, and this was such a joy for me making this movie. It was hard. I was cold. Did I tell you that? Tell them again.
I was freezing. No, yeah. And Susie she's so funny. All
yeah.
her scenes were, oh my God, every scene. People laugh so hard one of my favorite lines in the movie was when she says, "If I don't pursue my dreams now, when? You never!"
But the whole three little maids that is a performance. that just made the whole thing.
I think our second or third day of shooting it.
Yeah, it was at the very beginning.
Because they are so nice in the movie. They work very nice.
I see, yeah.
I saw the little one with the father. Oh my God, when you show her to ride
the bike. Yeah, no, I know. I was telling them that we became like a real family. Remember the last day when they say goodbye?
Yeah.
Everyone was crying. It was heartbreaking.
Yes.
Heartbreaking. It took us, we had to stop shooting because they were crying and crying and we were hugging and hugging.
But that comes from you. We worked, long hours, as you do on a movie or whatever. But you set a tone of such an amazing, leadership and kindness that extended I couldn't be my usual asshole.
You're the one to arrive because he's a special man. He's very special.
Well,
very, very special.
Thank you.
I think that really worked really well because I found a lot of really great chemistry within all the characters in the film.
We had a lot of chemistry, honestly. Honestly, we felt like a real family. And we were always we went for ice cream together. We were always walking together. We were like a family. We felt like a family for those 2 months. And the environment on set, it was really unusual because usually you have a lot of stress when you're shooting for many, many reasons. And everything was so, so smooth, easygoing. We were having a lot of fun. We were just having fun every scene. I remember that we were always I was enjoying the rehearsals because after we set the scene, the crew comes in into the on set to watch the how is it going to be, and they were laughing all the time. I was enjoying that process, that to make people laugh, that when they are working, it's a blessing. So every single second on set was really, really fun.
It was amazing.
And it shows on screen.
How about the score of the movie?
Oh, yeah.
The music. How was that process?
The movie. Music was great, too.
It was good music. That was
Well, the directors were choosing their own tracks. They choose some funny music. There's one that I love. The one that's really, really unique and funny.
Yes.
But that was Rob and Bob that were looking for something really good.
It was great, the movie, the music. When it's over, they chose
all
the music when they pass the name.
Yes.
Yes,
I know.
For me, the message that I like it, they are different. The family, that's perfect for me, is they chose the people. The life is the without no the money is the happiness in no the family, and that is important in this time because the people is running now for money to get this and they forget the happiness of the family. You are the example in the movie that you live the other life and you are
used. Well, we can tell this to the audience, so not to tell the ending. But yeah, it's I think that one of the messages, the big messages in this movie is the family values.
Exactly.
And basically, the family values.
That's a good description because that is something that goes so far beyond the original film.
Yes.
That was all about the love story. This is the family values.
Yes, it's about how important is a family about everything else.
That's always been a part of your work, though, right?
I've been working my entire life for family, the whole family, and even me, when I want to go to the movies, I always find it hard because either you choose a film for kids that is kind of boring sometimes for you, or if it's not for kids, you're like, what am I going to do with my family, with the kids? So I'm always trying to make movies where all the entire family can go and watch a movie.
Yeah.
But you always have a wonderful amount of sentiment, in love towards children and family.
I discovered that really recently. I was telling you that from La Misma Luna.
I
have to watch that movie. It's beautiful.
I
have to watch that movie.
Oh.
Oh, I'll tell you.
Okay, okay.
Oh, yes.
That was the last question.
And,
thank you guys so much.
Yes.
We're so sorry. We're so short on time.
Thank
you so much.
Yeah. By the way, they're
so
making an homage of La Misma Luna because it's the 10 years of La Misma Luna this year. So
yes,
they are like releasing some stuff.
Yes.
And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
beautiful.
My God.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Will you tell me more about it?
You have to see it, Anna.
Okay.
It's, that's the first time I met Eugenio.